While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
Good Morning InfoWars. I am Brianna Morello, and we're going to break down all the news stories the corporate media is never going to tell you about this morning. Let's kick things off with some developing news. Over 20 individuals were injured when a vehicle plowed into a crowd in East Hollywood early Saturday morning. That's according to LA Fire Department. The incident occurred near a music venue on West Santa Monica Boulevard. First responders reported that 4 to 5 victims are currently in critical condition. 8 to 6 are in serious condition, and 10 to 15 are currently in fair condition. Now, we don't know the exact reasoning behind this incident, but we will continue to follow it and bring you the very latest. Now, let's turn to those recently declassified documents that were just released by DNI's Tulsi Gabbard. Now, as many of you know, the 2016 Russian collusion hoax was just that. But now Gabbard's confirming everything that InfoWars has been telling you about for the last several years, saying that the Russian collusion narrative lacked credibility, and it was crafted, of course, to support a political agenda. The documents now being dumped into the public sphere indicate that the Obama White House brought together some of their most top corrupt officials for a meeting back on December 9th of 2016. Now, those treasonous pigs included Clapper, Brennan, Susan Rice, and Andy McCabe. Now, following that meeting, Barack Obama ordered a new intelligence assessment to explain Moscow's alleged role in the 2016 election. The January 2017 assessment claimed Putin and Russia favored President Donald Trump. And as many of you guys know, a lot of that relied strongly on that fake Steele dossier, which was funded by the Clinton campaign. Now, these claims triggered the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, which then concluded that there was no sufficient evidence that really justified what they were trying to push, which is that the Trump campaign and Russia coordinated the theft of a 2016 election. We all knew that, though, of course. But when it comes to all this information that's now being publicly released, Tulsi Gabbard doesn't just want AG Pam Bondi to start up an investigation. She's looking for a criminal prosecution.
Do you see crimes here?
I do, Sean, and I'm referring all of these documents that we have found and uncovered, referring them to the Department of Justice for further investigation, accountability and action, not just investigation, but action. Accountability has to take place. The American people's ability to have faith and trust in the integrity of our democratic republic is literally what's at stake, and therefore the future of our ability to exist as the country.
Now, Barack Obama is just one of the many individuals who belong in a prison cell. He attempted to subvert the will of the American people and lie directly to their faces. And it's not just us. It was also President Donald Trump. In case you missed it, let's take a look back at this incredible throwback.
My number one priority in the coming 2 months is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful.
What a bunch of lies. Let's turn now to a massive lawsuit filed by President Donald Trump against News Corp. The Murdoch-owned outlet has just been smacked with a $10 billion lawsuit after President Trump says he warned Murdoch not to run a fake letter in the Wall Street Journal. The outlet claims it obtained a letter sent by President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein on his 50th birthday back in 2003. They add that the letter was among documents reviewed by Epstein's and Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal case. The lawsuit was filed in the Southern District of Florida, and the list of defendants is quite interesting. The defendants he is suing includes News Corp, the Wall Street Journal CEO, the journal's publisher, Dow Jones, and two of the reporters. President Trump flagging this as a powerhouse lawsuit. Now, of course, folks, we've got so much more ahead, so make sure you stay tuned. I've got a lineup of incredible guests joining us in just a few moments.
Alex wanted you He gave you the methylene blue drink earlier. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And he wanted you to do a review.
Hey, I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Energy spike.
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get a
I think it's the methylene blue.
Good morning, InfoWars. Your source for uncensored truth this morning is Brianna Morello. Risen gates
won't open up for me. We're diving into a lot going on right now across the country, but specifically, we're going to dive into what we're learning in regards to the assassination attempt in Butler County on President Donald Trump. Now, thanks to the great reporting over at Headline USA, we're learning that there was at least 16 Homeland Security investigator agents who were assigned to work the president's detail that same day. Joining me now to discuss and break down the latest on this story is Ken Silva. He is a Headline USA editor, and he joins us now. Ken, thank you for jumping on this early Saturday morning. And you are our very first guest on Good Morning InfoWars, so we're glad to have you on. I wanted to dive into your latest report because you guys are kind of sifting through a lot of the documents that are being dumped in that Butler County investigation. Ultimately, we're now learning that there were 16 HSI agents who were there that day. But specifically, these were individuals who were led by the FBI's Joint Task Terrorist Force. So terrorism force. So let's talk about that for a little bit, because that's interesting. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force was the one dealing with these HSI agents. It just doesn't seem to make sense, does it?
Really looking forward to this discussion. And yeah, as you say, these 16 HSI agents, this information came out last year shortly after the assassination attempt. It was revealed by Senator Josh Hawley. And at the time, everybody's like, well, this is a real issue that the Secret Service is so short of resources that they have to replace their trained agents who are, you know, trained to protect the president with HSI agents who do investigations like related to, human trafficking and financial crimes. Like, these guys aren't trained to protect the president. Well, we just got more information about this last week when the Senate released a whole bunch of interview transcripts from the agents on the ground at Butler. Interestingly, one of these agents was the leader of the HSI team. It's a Secret Service agent. We don't know her name. She's out of Phoenix, Arizona, and she talks about having a, quote, jump team of these 16 agents, and she was kind of the leader that day. And the other new piece of information that, as you says, this lady, not only is this, she is a Secret Service agent, but she said she was a member of the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. So up to this point, every agent that was interviewed, when the congressional staffers asked them how many federal agencies were on the ground in Butler, was the FBI there? They all say no, not until after the shooting. Well, we now know that's not the case. The FBI did have a member of its domestic terrorism task force on the ground that day. The significance of that is unclear. Like, I think a lot of people, their brains will go to January 6th, and HSI was recruiting a lot of informants for that operation. But what I will tell you is this agent made several key mistakes that led to the shooting as well. At 5:45 p.m., about a half an hour before the shooting, she gets notified that there's a suspicious person with a rangefinder outside of the perimeter. She gets in her golf cart with a PSP trooper, and they go to look for crooks, and they go up to a chain link fence that was between the rally site and the AGR building, and she just stops. She says, well, you know, the chain link fence, we couldn't go any further, so I didn't go outside the perimeter and look for the guy. That could be explained by the fact that, you know, she had a lot of work to do inside the site. Maybe there's, you know, Trump hadn't arrived yet. She doesn't want to stray too far from the site. But another even more egregious mistake is another agent, the counter sniper response agent, who's kind of like the gopher on the ground for the snipers up on the barns. Like the snipers will tell him, hey, go check out this threat. Let us know what's going on so we can know what's going on from up on the barns. Well, that agent also went to go look for crooks, and he met this joint terrorism task force lady, and she said, hey, no, go back to the stage. Go look south of the site. Don't look near the AGR building because we already have that covered. And to me, that's inexplicable. It's just, we need to know who this lady is and why she did that.
Yeah, I think that's a very important question. And you're referring to the building that was called into question that Secret Service didn't actually manage. Is that correct? Because I feel like I've heard this story before, but Secret Service wasn't taking responsibility for that same building.
Oh, yeah. We've heard a variety of excuses. The most infamous one is the director, Cheadle, said it was too sloped, which, you know, obviously everybody makes fun of that. But yeah, the Secret Service, they didn't cover that building at all. They thought maybe their snipers could have a view of the roof. That obviously turned out to be a terrible mistake. And, you know, the locals did their best as far as we can tell. But it's inexplicable that they didn't have that building covered or at least blocked off with like farm equipment. So there wasn't a clear line of sight to the president.
It's an absolute disgrace what took place that day. And the failures to say it's incompetence is pretty much dismissing what I think most Americans feel at this point. So we look forward to continuing to cover that one and watch your coverage on it, because I know you've been doing an incredible job with that. But I also wanted to turn to something else, because you guys just recently also started talking. Well, you've been covering it for a while now, but you've just recently published this about James Comey's daughter, who was just recently fired by the DOJ after her failure to get Diddy convicted on human trafficking charges. But ultimately, you guys have released this information regarding James Comey's daughter filed a declaration to keep the FBI's records on Jeffrey Epstein secretive on the grounds that Ghislaine Maxwell could be granted a new trial soon, among other reasons. Now, the judge has just recently sided with Comey's argument and is allowing that to stay secretive. Break that all down for us, because we're hearing from obviously the White House now that they're looking to be more transparent on this issue. So is that truly what's going to happen here?
Well, yeah. So what Maureen Comey did, this was actually under the Biden administration. So the cover up did extend through them. I forget who the plaintiff was. Oh, it was a news organization called Radar Online, and they were suing for the Epstein documents. And Maureen Comey filed a sworn declaration saying that this case is still open. Ghislaine Maxwell might be getting a new trial. We need to keep these records secret. And so that was her excuse. But then the very next week, an appeals court ruled against Ghislaine's appeal. Right now, I think she's still petitioning the Supreme Court, but it was a little silly thinking that she'd get a new trial. But nevertheless, she was part of the cover up. And I think it was actually a mistake to fire her, because now if the DOJ does its own internal investigation into what's going on here, they can't force her to participate in an interview, because she's now just a citizen. She could claim, you know, Fifth Amendment rights or anything. You can't, you know, force her to disclose what she knows.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting take, too, because I think so many Americans were really upset at the fact that she was the lead prosecutor in two human trafficking cases that they were alleging, both the Diddy one and obviously Ghislaine Maxwell. And she never brought forward any of those important names as to who these victims were being trafficked to. So it's interesting now that this could actually work against us. I know I've been calling for it for a while now. I didn't want to see her being the lead prosecutor in the Diddy case, because we knew what happened during Maxwell's case. So that's an interesting take on all of this. I'll ask you, Ken, because I love reading your tweets. We've got about a minute. How would you rate the current administration's transparency in regards to the Epstein files thus far?
Oh, man. Well, we knew that these guys were lying when they said that they had surveillance footage that would lend credibility to the theory that Epstein killed himself. And I was screaming about this like for months before they even released the footage. The DOJ Inspector General issued a report a couple years ago that showed which cameras were working and which ones weren't. The one camera that was working clearly didn't have any kind of relevant vantage point. So, I mean, I don't know if Bongino was just getting brief bad information that he was parroting out, but whoever gave him that information really made him, frankly, look like a clown. And one other thing I'll bring up, this isn't the Epstein case, but back to the Trump shooting, Senator Ron Johnson issued a subpoena last week for FBI records on this case. We now know that there's surveillance footage from an ice cream shop that was near the AGR building that has a clear vantage point that would show crooks being chased by the cops. So why isn't the FBI issued this camera footage under, you know, Cash Patel? Like, this should have been made public weeks ago, months ago. It's just, yeah. It's inexplicable. It's egregious.
It is egregious. Ken, thank you for all the incredible you're doing, the work you're doing over at Headline USA. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time as always. We look forward to having you back soon. More next.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Bigley Manufacturing and Production and Fulfillment Center. It's one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen in my entire life. You can see here, we've got some amazing products like the Ultra Methylene Blue Capsules, light you up like a Christmas tree. We've got the tincture version of it as well, which makes you feel like you're plugged directly into the wall. Amazing new Irish sea moss. We've got the power plant, which is incredible, especially if you take it with the methyl drive. We call it the power drive. But this is one of the most impressive operations that I've ever seen. So many people working day and night to fulfill orders. We're shipping out orders within 72 hours of them being placed on the alexjonesstore.com. And it's all possible because you support us at the alexjonesstore.com. But you can see over here, we've got shirts lined up. They're all numbered in the system so we can run by and fulfill orders as quickly as possible. There's dozens of people running around here right as we speak, just fulfilling orders like crazy. And you're the reason that Alex Jones is always going to be on the air. Let me show you some more. Yeah, you can see here that they've just got stacks and stacks and stacks in this warehouse of product and product and product. And a lot of these are the Shilajit gummies, which are one of our best sellers. You can see them labeled up here. We've got the Shilajit capsules. We've got the methylene blue. We've got silver coins lined up. They lock those up in the back because they're so valuable. And they're absolutely incredible collector's items, plus shirts upon shirts, hats upon hats. I want to show you a little bit about how the hats and the shirts are produced. Tell me a little bit about how this machine works, what you're doing over here.
So this is a UV printer. This is a machine that basically, if we want to put any design on something that is not apparel, this is what we do. It's mainly for putting on leather so that we can cut them out and put them on the heads, make them all nice and everything like that.
So you're printing the leather right over here, and then after it gets printed out, it goes over here to Cowboy to polish up?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about what you do over here and polishing the leather and stuff.
Well, what I do over here is I take these patches that come from an engraver and a UV printer over there. I get them all cleaned up with the silo soap and everything, makes them more supple, easier to deal with when we're doing what we need to do with them, putting them on the hats. And then I take this mink oil, this right here, and I take a good generous portion of it off my finger and put it on each patch. And that gives it basically a water-resistant barrier. It makes it to where it's impervious to the elements. And then if people at home want to treat the hats again after they get them, they're more than welcome to do that. That'll extend the life of your hat and just get it all around better look.
Essentially, we get the orders in, we organize the graphics we get, we create layouts, and then we put the ink down, the adhesive powder, big heater dries them on, and then we ship them off to pressers.
This is upstairs of the facility where Bigley produces everything for the alexjonesstore.com. These people handle web development, email campaigns, text campaigns, everything that we need to stay operational and ensure that the InfoWars audience gets all the products that they need as quickly as possible and knows about all the incredible deals. So go to the alexjonesstore.com and support us right now. Keep Alex Jones on the air.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
been asking for it, and it looks like we might actually be getting somewhere. The DOJ is supposedly looking to be more transparent in regards to those Epstein files that we were promised. Of course, the DOJ has just officially filed the motion asking a federal judge to release the grand jury testimony that was made behind closed doors against Epstein. AG Pam Bondi made the motion after being instructed by President Donald Trump to do so. The DOJ is claiming that the release of these documents is a matter of public interest in their filing. So we're going to see how that works out. But when it comes to transparency, folks, I don't know how I feel about this administration, because thus far, they haven't been transparent when it comes to the Epstein files, as many of you guys know. We were told that there was going to be the release of raw surveillance footage from inside the jail where Epstein was being held. We were told it was raw. And in the media world, that just means unedited. This is everything we've got. And they put it out there as is. But doesn't look like that's the case, of course. We're now learning that that really isn't happening. What happened was, is it looks like the footage was edited. According to Radar, there was about 3 minutes missing from the raw surveillance footage. And it also includes a cursor that moves across the screen. So many experts are very critical as to what happened to all of this. Even this individual who joined News Nation.
I think that this was a download from a surveillance system. I think this was what we call a screen capture. This is just a copy of a video of a video. So somebody went in with some type of software to actually record what the screen was showing. It's not in a reliable format. It may be reliable as to what was on the screen, but it cannot be confirmed to match what was originally recorded. So I think that's really what we're seeing here is just, it truly is the work product of FBI going in and attempting to change and alter and perhaps try to enhance the video, but it's clearly not the original.
Folks, we were promised the original. We were promised the raw footage, and it doesn't look to be the case. But this is strange because, again, the last administration told you, and even Bill Barr told you, that there was no surveillance footage that day, that the camera systems were down. But then all of a sudden, magically, just a couple of weeks ago, we were told that there was footage. Again, nothing seems to be adding up. And so in just a few moments, we're going to be bringing in Garrick Ziegler. Garrick Ziegler is a former Trump White House aide, and he's going to be breaking down the latest in regards to this transparency that we continue to hear about. Ziegler joining us next. All right, we're looking for transparency, and we're hoping to get it. Joining me to discuss that is Garrick Ziegler. He's a former Trump White House aide. He is also the founder of Marco Polo, and he is probably one of the most transparent people I know. He is one of the people who really pissed off Hunter Biden by releasing all of his content and making it easily accessible to you, the American people. So I got to talk to you, Ziegler, because here we are, right? We're hearing from the White House. We're hearing from the DOJ that they are going to be transparent in regards to the Epstein dumps. And reality is the raw surveillance footage that they claimed showed what happened that day inside of the jail isn't raw. It appears to be edited. We're missing about 3 minutes worth of footage. We're also seeing a cursor being dragged across the surveillance screen, which isn't obviously video footage then. At that point, that means it's probably a screen recording. So what are you making of all of this?
So quick summary for everybody. About 10 days ago is when the press release that they're calling a memo was leaked to Axios, which why they would give it to Axios is one of the first triggering events of this entire saga. Axios is one of the most corrupt ideologically left-wing outlets in Washington. So that starts all of this. For somebody in the administration thought it would be good to release this the Sunday after July 4th. So the base was caught off guard, to say the least. Over the ensuing 10 days, some of the enemies of the Constitution, broadly defined as the left wing, have since pounced on the frustration of the MAGA base, and they are only focused on one thing in the Epstein files, which is whatever friendship, however short-lived, Donald Trump had with Epstein. What is lost in most of this is that the base, in my opinion, cares about this for many reasons, one of which is blackmail. I would urge the president to realize that his base is not wanting these documents to figure out what relationship, you know, Trump had with him. Trump kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago over 20 years ago. It is the broader political and economic leadership of the United States that could have been blackmailed by this guy or somebody he was working with, right? So that's why we care about it. That's point number one. Point number two is that one of the politicians that we know, according to Virginia Giuffre, which, rest in peace, she's now deceased, but what is not up for speculation is that she swore in a deposition that she was pimped out to Bill Richardson. A quick reminder, Bill Richardson passed in 2023. He was a U.S. congressman, a cabinet secretary, Secretary of Energy. He was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and was the eight-year governor of New Mexico being the state where one of Jeffrey's lairs was in, the Zorro Ranch, which just got sold. So in the midst of all of this lack of transparency, I would just urge everybody following this story to dig into the Bill Richardson angle, because until that judge decides what he's going to do, and it's ultimately up to the district court judge, what was filed last night by Bondi and Todd Blanche, and get this, Blanche himself was the one who made an appearance on behalf of the United States, the sitting deputy attorney general, because he's barred in New York, but they could have picked many people to make that appearance on behalf of the United States and the SDNY.
Yeah,
Todd Blanche
yeah.
was the guy. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, you could finish your Todd Blanche.
Well, I would just say that, number one, the government has much more material in their possession than what they're asking the district court judge to release. This is just the grand jury testimony they're asking for. There are many, many, many more documents that could be redacted. By redacted, I mean blurring the face out or the whole body out of any victims. Right? That's not what we're focused on. And one of the only good ideas that Ron Wyden, the sort of lizard-like character from the American West in the Senate, one of the only good ideas he's ever had, but he's had it for the wrong reasons, because he sees us
Ziegler,
as an angle.
I'm going to ask you to stick around. We're about to hit a hard commercial break, but stay there, because we're going to bring you back into detail all of this in just a moment. So thank you.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rec Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at the alexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria. But beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts. You want to talk about power. You want to talk about strength. Talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Other networks lie to you about what's happening now. Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
Yeah, we definitely don't lie to you on Good Morning InfoWars. Welcome back. I'm still joined by Garrett Ziegler. He has decided to stick around for us, and we're very grateful for that. He is a former Trump White House aide, and he is with us right now. All right, Garrett, so before I cut you off, we were talking about the motion that was just made by the DOJ and Todd Blanche. Yes. Being front and center there to make sure that the transparency promise is actually going to be carried out. So I'll let you continue your thoughts on that.
Well, the district court judge has to approve the grand jury testimony being unsealed. So if that gets denied, they could appeal it to the Second Circuit and ultimately SCOTUS. But I think that they will. I think the judge will prove it. But that's the state of play in that regard with the SDNY case for U.S. v. Jeffrey Epstein. The other thing I wanted to mention is, in response to this Epstein debacle, we being Marco Polo, the C3 I run, have relaunched our email database of all the emails on the Biden laptop. The site is BidenLaptopEmails.com. It's the only place in the world where you can go search for free, very simple search tool. It's like an Americanized version of WikiLeaks. All of the 128,000 emails from the Biden laptop. There are many groups on the right who have these emails. Think about all of the electronic device scandals in the past decade. Anthony Weiner, Huba Abedin, Hillary Clinton. whatever was on Ghislaine Maxwell's hard drive or in her safe. This is the only tool on the American right that offers transparency. We only redact genitalia, social security numbers, and credit card numbers. We first launched this in May of 22. It got millions of views. We've relaunched it. We reprogrammed it. It's now mobile friendly. We're going to create an app for it. And we're very proud of it because if people want to know, remember, it's not just about Hunter and Joe Brianna. It's the whole ecosystem. It's the whole ecosystem. The swamp in very granular detail is laid out in these emails. And we urge everybody to go look at it. Bill Richards, is in there, and a lot of other Epstein associates are in these emails.
Yeah, I think it's really important, folks, because obviously, independent journalism, InfoWars, you could trust us when it comes to reporting on this. But I tell people all the time, do the research yourself, do the digging yourself, and it's easily accessible. And thankfully, Ziegler's done that for you all. Head on over BidenLaptopEmails.com. That's the website where transparency is key. And you guys are digging into all of that. Garrett, I want to thank you for jumping on the program and sticking with me through this Saturday morning. Gosh, I can't even tell what
day it is
anymore.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on the new program. Hopefully I can come back.
You will always come back. We love having you. Thank you, Ziegler. I appreciate it. And thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to turn to the topic of immigration. And here on InfoWars, they do an incredible job at covering what's going on that front. InfoWars.com has some of the most incredible reporters publishing the very latest to this website. And there's something that you probably didn't hear about because mainstream media is too afraid to tell you. And that's the fact that Customs and Border Patrol earlier this week came across five Iranians looking to come into the United States from the Canadian border, of course. Canadian border being one of the most unsafest, unsecure borders because Canada loves to try to smuggle in or help at least smuggle in those suspected terrorists. Joining me now to discuss is Dan Lyman, who is one of the incredible reporters over on InfoWars.com. He joins us to break down this report. Dan, thank you for joining us on this early, early Saturday morning. I want you to break down the latest report that's up right now on InfoWars.com regarding these six Iranians.
Yes, indeed. And welcome to the InfoWars team, Brianna. It's such a pleasure to have you on. You are one of the best in the business. As we saw during the Biden era, the northern border was totally unsecure. The amount of illegal crossings up there spiked substantially. And Swanton sector, which covers much of the U.S. Northeast, especially in the New York state area, was quite busy and remains relatively busy. I mean, the southern border has basically been locked down, but there's still little action at the northern border. And these people are able to basically kind of hike through the woods, slip through the woods, and enter into upstate New York. And so what happened here, interestingly, this information was just released by Border Patrol this week on July 15th, but the incident actually happened 2 weeks ago, which makes you wonder if they purposely slow walked this one, because it came just shortly a week after the Iranian bombing conducted by the Trump administration. And so in northern New York, within a couple of miles of the Canadian border, Border Patrol was alerted about suspicious activity in the area, and they encountered a minivan. And in the minivan were five Iranian illegals and two Uzbek illegals, all of whom were male and all of whom had entered actually the border from both sides, from the southern border and the northern border at various times. It's unclear how many of them had just crossed the northern border. But of course, this was just days after the bombing. So I find it interesting the timing of this release, and also the fact that earlier this year, between February 1st and May 31st, there were more than 300 illegals encountered in Swanton sector from 45 different countries, but zero of them were from Iran. So just days after the bombing, we have Iranians now coming over the northern border, apparently. And so, yeah, we just covered that one today at InfoWars.
Yeah. Well, Dan, you guys do an incredible job over at InfoWars.com when it comes to these types of stories. Because again, the corporate media is going to look the other way on this front because they are just too afraid to touch stories like this. But obviously, we do have a problem when it comes to our northern border. And I know the Trump administration, when it comes to tariffs, is looking to not only push, obviously, trade, but also looking to push the Canadian government to secure that border. Because I believe it was back in 2023, the fiscal year of 2023, there were hundreds of suspected terrorists that came into the United States through their border. And most people think it's the southern border, but it's not. It's the northern border, because that's probably why the probable reason for that is probably because we're not paying attention to it as much, because all the focus is usually on the southern border. So they know how to deflect, and it looks like they're doing just that. But again, you know, the Trump administration, to give them credit as well, when they did lead those attacks in Iran, they did go around arresting individuals who they deemed potentially to be sleeper cells in this country. Now, I know, again, they didn't use the term sleeper cells, but these individuals who they did arrest did have ties to groups like Hezbollah and others as well. So very important to highlight that they are at least trying to secure our country from these Iranians and potentially sleeper cells. So I think that's really important. And speaking of trying to do that by securing and arresting individuals, you also have another story that is up right now on InfoWars. It's in regards to a fugitive who was able to escape a New Jersey detention facility, and magically, he was caught in a sanctuary city. Dan, break down this latest report.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, because last month, mid-month, four illegal aliens, criminal illegals, who were being held in a detention center in Newark, New Jersey, actually managed to escape. The reports are that they were able to break through some drywall and an interior wall and make their way to an outside courtyard and through a parking lot. So four of them got away. They were nationals of Colombia and Honduras. Very quickly, two of them were caught within 48 hours. And interestingly, as we covered last month, a third actually attempted to turn himself into New Jersey State Police after a day on the run, and he was turned away. And the police there said, basically, we can't take you into custody under the state sanctuary laws. Fortunately, he was taken into custody 2 days later after surrendering to ICE agents. But this fourth, a Colombian national with a bunch of arrests for burglary, breaking and entering into residential property, he actually has been on the run for more than a month until he was captured this week. And he made his way from New Jersey all the way to the sanctuary state of California, to the sanctuary state, sanctuary city of Los Angeles, and he was fortunately just captured there this week. It begs the question, how did this guy who, he assumedly had nothing on him when he broke out of this ICE facility, manage to make his way all the way across the country? That remains to be seen, but fortunately all four have been rounded up now. But it really speaks volumes that this person presumably chose to go from one sanctuary state to another sanctuary state across the country, assuming that he could probably melt into the fabric of society there. Yeah. Unfortunately, ICE was able to catch up with him.
Yeah, Dana, I wouldn't be surprised if there was an NGO behind that funding when it comes to making him, well, helping him flee over to LA. I'm sure that's going to be something you guys look into right now over at InfoWars.com. Dan Lyman, always a pleasure. One of the incredible reporters here on InfoWars. We appreciate your time on this beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back with plenty of more to dive into in just a few moments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Big Lee Manufacturing and Production and Fulfillment Center. It's one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen in my entire life. You can see here, we've got some amazing products like the Ultra Methylene Blue Capsules, light you up like a Christmas tree. We've got the tincture version of it as well, which makes you feel like you're plugged directly into the wall. Amazing new Irish Sea Moss. We've got the Power Plant, which is incredible, especially if you take it with the methyl drive. We call it the Power Drive. But this is one of the most impressive operations that I've ever seen. So many people working day and night to fulfill orders. We're shipping out orders within 72 hours of them being placed on the alexjonesstore.com. And it's all possible because you support us at the alexjonesstore.com. But you can see over here, we've got shirts lined up. They're all numbered in the system so we can run by and fulfill orders as quickly as possible. There's dozens of people running around here right as we speak, just fulfilling orders like crazy. And you're the reason that Alex Jones is always going to be on the air. Let me show you some more. Yeah, you can see here that they've just got stacks and stacks and stacks in this warehouse of product and product and product. And a lot of these are the Shilajit gummies, which are one of our best sellers. You can see them labeled up here. We've got the Shilajit capsules. We've got the methylene blue. We've got silver coins lined up. They lock those up in the back because they're so valuable. And they're absolutely incredible collector's items. Plus shirts upon shirts, hats upon hats. I want to show you a little bit about how the hats and the shirts are produced. Tell me a little bit about how this machine works, what you're doing over here.
So this is a UV printer. This is a machine that basically, if we want to put any design on something that is not apparel, this is what we do. It's mainly for putting on leather so that we can cut them out and put them on the heads, make them all nice and everything like that.
So you're printing the leather right over here, and then after it gets printed out, it goes over here to Cowboy to polish up?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about what you do over here and polishing the leather and stuff.
Well, what I do over here is I take these patches that come from a engraver and a UV printer over there. I get them all cleaned up with the saddle soap and everything, makes them more supple, easier to deal with when we're doing what we need to do with them, putting them on the hats. And then I take this mink oil, this right here, and I take a good generous portion of it off my finger and put it on each patch. And that gives it basically a water-resistant barrier. It makes it to where it's impervious to the elements. And then if people at home want to treat the hats again after they get them, they're more than welcome to do that. It helps extend the life of your hat and just gives it an all-around better look.
Essentially, we get the orders in. We organize the graphics we get. We create layouts. And then we put the ink down, the adhesive powder. Big heater dries them on, and then we ship them off to pressers.
This is upstairs of the facility where Bigly produces everything for the AlexJonesStore.com. These people handle web development, email campaigns, text campaigns, everything that we need to stay operational and ensure that the InfoWars audience gets all the products that they need as quickly as possible and knows about all the incredible deals. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com and support us right now. Keep Alex Jones on the air.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect. But most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Morning, InfoWars. I'm very excited you guys are joining us right now. There's a lot going on in the world, and I want to make sure you didn't miss all of these important headlines. It's in regards to the FDA. Now, as many of you guys know, I was very confident in RFK Jr.'s ability to lead, and now we have Dr. Marty McCarry, who is leading the agency. But folks, I'm getting a little nervous. Not going to lie, I'm getting a little nervous because a lot's happening, and it doesn't sound very MAHA-ish at all. So let's dive into some of the headlines that took place over the last, let's just say, week and a half. It's got me on edge a little bit. The FDA has just recently approved Juul to be sold again in this country. Now, what does this mean? Well, the Biden regime decided to ban Juul, those e-cigs, as many of you guys probably know, from being sold here in the United States. That was back in 2022. Well, it looks like now our FDA has approved the e-cig company to yet again be sold here in the United States. Now, the company was on the verge of bankruptcy, so this does help them out significantly, but it just doesn't sound like MAHA. It doesn't sound like what we voted for. And then take a look at this. The FDA is working overtime to approve vaccines. Now, I probably shouldn't even call them vaccines at this point, but the FDA just recently approved the pre-filled shingle vaccine, which obviously has a lot of people on edge because we don't really see much in the way of the data that we were promised before these approvals were going to come swinging in. And it's not just the shingles vaccine that has me a little concerned. Moderna's COVID jab, which is approved to be used on kids. I want to make sure you didn't miss that one. That's a big one. The FDA has just approved the vaccines, and I use that very lightly, that term, to be used on children. And of course, it's those who they claim actually need it for medical reasons, who are at high risk. But again, these jabs are very questionable, and many people have reported injuries, and many fatalities have taken place. Now, again, why is the FDA prioritizing pushing through these jabs? Again, the Moderna vaccine was only on emergency use order, and now they've gotten the full endorsement on just that. And it's not that as well that's got me a little worried. It's not just that. Well, okay, so Dairy Queen, and I'm a big fan of this, so here we go. Dairy Queen is being told by the FDA that they can't classify their ice cream as ice cream, that it's actually soft serve because it doesn't qualify as ice cream to their terms. And so that's what the FDA is really focused on right now, which has me deeply, deeply concerned because what the heck? Why do we have to know that? It shouldn't be a top priority. And then, folks, there was this that came out from the EPA, and I'm not even going to try to tell you what this is all about because Alex has been warning you about this for years. But it's in regards to the EPA looking to push back on fluoride continuing to be used in our tap water. Now, as many of you guys know, fluoride shouldn't be in our tap water, shouldn't be in our drinking supply, but apparently the EPA is looking to push back on that. And that's something that you MAHA supporters did not support. So I don't know what to make of this. I'm a little on edge, and especially because I was one of the many individuals who did endorse Dr. Marty McCarry. Now, Dr. Marty McCarry was actually one of my former colleagues over at that news outlet you might have heard of, Fox News. And he was the only person who actually reached out to me when I refused the jab to tell me that he was proud of me for standing up for medical freedom. So what we're seeing coming out right now of these agencies, I don't know what to make of it. But we look forward to paying attention to see what's actually happening here. And let's just switch over to my next subject, because, folks, as many of you guys are aware, Democrats, well, their voters specifically, aren't the most intelligent when it comes to understanding the policies that they claim to support. And there is a new Rasmussen Reports poll that highlights just that. Earlier this month, they polled a group of Americans in regards to the Russian collusion hoax, and 60% of Democrats still believe Trump colluded with Russia. I guess they're not watching InfoWars, of course, but it's pretty insane to think that these individuals really, really believe the corporate spin on this. Joining me now to break down the numbers is Mr. Mark Mitchell. He is the head pollster for Rasmussen Reports. And he's got me scratching my head on this beautiful Saturday morning, Mark. Democrats are still buying the false narrative about the Russian collusion hoax. What the heck's going on here?
I mean, they are a party focused on social cohesion and trusting authority, right? And so for almost a decade, their authority figures and all the mainstream media has ubiquitously just treated this as fact, but it's just been one more hoax and, quite frankly, in my opinion, a treasonous hoax. But it has done the damage, and that's why our country's screwed up. 60% of Democrats, 38% very likely, but 42% of everybody, and it's only underwater by 9 points. So that's pretty bad, like considering it was literally a blatant hoax. They sat in a room and just cooked this up as a way to try and change the will of the electorate. That's really what it was. Very treasonous. And so that's a real eye-opener, but it kind of feeds into this other stuff that you're talking about. I think there's an issue here where Donald Trump is trusted, won the will of the voters, got into office with a mandate. But I think that there's a little bit of this trust me, bro, accountability that we're getting out of the administration. And that's why we're getting messages like what you're seeing from the FDA. Listen, the right does not control all of the media, and these agencies are just stocked full of people that are holdovers from past administrations. So you're going to continue to hear the stuff that sucks for America, and you're not going to hear the good stuff. And so that's the problem, is that whatever stuff they've been doing for accountability behind the scenes isn't getting out there. Transparency isn't a good substitute for accountability. You need to tell the people. Folks are getting fired. Investigations are being done. People are getting arrested. Because in this question set, we asked a question about arrests too, because people have been dealing with this Russian collusion hoax. And here it goes. Should officials who were involved in the manipulation of intelligence to get Trump be criminally prosecuted? 57% yes, only 26% no. And so 42% of America might still think that Donald Trump may have colluded with Russia. But only 26% say, no, you shouldn't put John Brennan in jail. You shouldn't put James Comey in jail. And so that's the thing, is that Trump's in office, right direction's higher than it's been. His approval number took kind of a hit after Epstein. It's going back up a little bit. But that's the problem, is that Americans were oppressed by the Biden administration, this deep state kleptocracy. The only way you're going to get it back is with brutal accountability.
Yeah, and that needs to happen. And we're hopeful that it will. You know, we heard Tulsi Gabbard last night on Fox News go out there and talk about how when she drops off this evidence that they've just declassified over to the Pam Bondi's office, that we can't just stop at an investigation, that prosecutions need to come. And we're hopeful that they will, because it seems like public pressure really does resonate with this administration. Yeah. That when we speak up on these issues, when we push back, when we say, no, we're not going to sit here and accept a narrative that we're just going to move on from the Epstein files. We're actually going to pressure you to carry out a campaign promise. And we're hopeful that that's going to happen. I mean, that's what this administration responds to. And that's something that most administrations don't actually do. So we're very thankful for that. But you guys also asked another interesting question that I kind of want to hear you break down. We got about 2 minutes for you to break this one down. But the CIA recently issued a report which found that the Obama administration officials, including the CIA director at the time, John Brennan, manipulated intelligence about Russia to get Donald Trump. You asked Americans, do you agree or disagree with the findings of the new CIA report? Break down the findings in that one.
So that's 49% agree to only 35% disagree. So it's a massive margin, and yet we still don't have a majority. And I think that this goes back to the main problem here, is that just because you put Ratcliffe at the head of the CIA doesn't let Americans overlook the fact that we have a CIA that ostensibly was involved in killing a sitting president, and not one whit of accountability has happened. Has anybody conducted a root cause and corrective action? Why did it happen, and how will we make sure it never happens again? It's the same thing with the FBI. You have Kash Patel at the head of the FBI. Well, this is the same FBI that just 2 or 3 years ago raided Mar-a-Lago with deadly force, and our polling said that a majority, 53%, of Americans thought that the FBI was Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. It's the same FBI. So until America hears a list of why that happened and every person that's been fired and put in jail and how it'll never happen again, then I think Americans will assume that this stuff will continue. We've pulled a lot on so many of this, you know, weaponization of the judiciary, you know, all the money that Joe Biden was getting from our foreign adversaries. People are aware of this stuff. And one of the questions I think that is most important to understand the MAGA movement is that Americans love fairness. They crave accountability. One of the most popular things that we polled on was holding public officials to the same standard of accountability as other citizens. It was 94%, 82% thought it was very important. So that's what America wants. It wants heads to roll.
It does. And unfortunately, it looks like, according to The Hill, the FBI is determined to continue to keep their headquarters in Washington, D.C. I actually asked the FBI about this, because this wasn't a promise that was made by Kash Patel. And they did not get back to me on that front. Mark Mitchell, thank you for all the incredible work you're doing over at Rasmussen Reports. We appreciate your time as always. You guys, that does it for the very first edition of Good Morning InfoWars. I hope to see you again here next Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you to all my incredible guests for joining the show. Make sure you follow me on X at Brianna Morello. Thank you again.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.